Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Tell you what, that cold weather this weekend prompted some good eating in my house. I know Katie posted some really good videos, too. On Friday, I threw a couple whole chickens on the Traeger and smoked them for like 4 hours.
Yummy.
And then we made those chickens our biatch. And then I did something I've never done before. I bet you've done this, Katie Kat, seeing as you're from North Dakota.
Yeah.
You're a hearty bunch up there.
Uh-huh.
The next day, I threw those carcasses, the carcai, into a giant pot with some water and some various herbs and spices.
Yeah.
And I let it boil for like 4 hours. I made my own chicken stock. Whoa, Jer, stop being so sexy on the morning show. Jeez.
Don't you do that with every chicken carcass you come across?
No, I've never actually made my own chicken stock.
Seriously?
Before. Never done it. And the chicken was so good off the smoker because I had seasoned it good. Had that smoky flavor. I was like, I bet this would make some killer chicken stock. And Nicole's like, oh, I can hardly contain myself. You're so sexy right now. Oh, baby, this is why I married you.
Yeah.
Please talk dirty to me. And I was like, I'm making chicken stock, and I'm going to soak my feet in it.
I mean, that bone broth, like, that'll do something to you, you know?
Yeah.
The libido.
So I'm taking that today, and I'm going to throw it in the crock pot and make some, like, chicken noodle soup with that broth.
Delicious.
I can't even tell you how excited I am.
Well,
this is a page from I Used to Be Cool.
Make stock out of chicken. I mean, even when I get a rotisserie chicken at the store, I make a stock out
you
of
do?
It.
You do?
You don't?
I am not hip to the stock game.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
You should have
schooled me on the stock game.
I use stock in a lot of stuff, so
you
have to have stock handy. You got to have a good old...
I got stock on hand now.
You do? Well, good. You're ahead
of the game. I almost went on and got some of those big old-fashioned like mason jars that seal up so I could keep my stock... For a long time.
You got your stock
stash. I could invite my friends over and be like, you guys want to see my stock? And they'd be like, hell yeah. Nobody I know makes stock.
You do. You do now, sir.
Oh, man.
You said in stock picks.
Game changer.
How did I become so sexy?
Well, when you make your own, you don't have to pay the $6 a jar for the better-than-bouillon stuff. That's just chock full of preservatives.
Oh,
and you don't know what's in that jar anyway.
No.
You know what's in your stock.
It's
you know?
Made with love.
Exactly. There's so much.
Love so much
in that
love.
Stock.
The best part of it about it was letting it simmer for that long, you know, and just
the smell smelled
so good. Oh my god,
the smell! Oh. I saw you post it on social media, and you said you're going to soak your feet in it.
Yeah, I was like, how can I make this kind of funny?
That's a Jeremy thing to say. That's what I thought.
No,
I
but really,
like,
I did.
Yeah, I know you
added some flavor.
You're already salty enough.
The,
you don't need to
the stock
that.
Is very salty.
You don't need to do that.
Anyway, that's my plans today.
Okay.
And then Knick Knack made these cookies. They're like I don't even know what they're called. Like they're like an everything cookie or something with giant chunks of chocolate chips in them and various things and a lot of butter or whatever. But the main thing with these cookies is you crank your oven up to like 500 degrees.
Oh.
And you only cook them for like 4 minutes.
Ooh, nice.
Which
and
is
toasty.
A little unsettling because it's like you got it raw, you know, eggs and butter and you want to make sure that's cooked.
Yeah.
But it's like a flash cook on them.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure it gets it all nice and crispy on the outside and soft and gooey
in
the middle.
Yeah, they're pretty darn good.
Yeah.
I had about 40 to 50 of them this weekend.
You
so
did.
That's why I'm wearing an extra large hoodie today. But yeah, really good. And then what were those cookies that you made last night that I saw? What are those?
Well, as soon as the Bronco game ended, actually like 40 seconds left, I was like, I need a cookie, like stat. And I was going to drive to one of the cookie places that have like the 1,500 calorie cookies, you know? Know what
like
I mean?
Insomnia
but
or something.
It was a blizzard outside. So I was like, well, I think I can make something. So I looked up a recipe for like chocolate lava cake cookies because I had all the things for it. So I'm like, I'm just going to whip it up and make it. And I made it from scratch, flour, egg, cocoa powder, butter. Like,
they look fluffy and delish.
It was so good. Like it was so tasty. And that's dangerous though. Now that I know I can actually make lava cakes in my house, watch out.
They looked
rolling in.
Incredibly
here.
Professional.
Yeah,
like, no joke.
Good,
I saw
right?
that. I was like, wow, Katie be cooking.
Look at Katie go. Yeah. And I just thought, I was like, if I take a thing of hot fudge and like, you know, like a syringe and just shoot these cookies full of hot fudge. I mean, that's a lot
you
of cake
do that?
If I've
You're
ever
allowed
seen
to do that?
Why not?
I'm an adult. I can do anything.
There are no cookie rules. So yeah, that's what I feel like I should do is put hot fudge in the middle, right? Because that would make it a lava cake.
Bring them to
Holy
us.
Crap. I've never even thought about doing
I
that.
I was going to bring you some, and then I was like, no, these are
you injected
cookies,
yourself with the fudge right into your thigh.
That's where that goes.
You could do that with like a cake or a brownie.
You could.
Right into your mouth.
You could insert hot fudge in whatever you want, essentially.
Into my chicken on the Traeger.
Chocolate chicken. Why not?
They looked really good. Yeah. And I'm not just saying that to make you feel good. They looked truly very good.
They were delicious.
Really well done.
Can I tell you, a stick of butter and then some went into those cookies. 10 cookies called for 2/3 cup of butter, which is more than a stick of butter. Like, that's why I can't be a baker.
Nick used expired butter in her little everything cookies. We keep extra butter down in the fridge in the basement, you know, and she didn't have any upstairs, so she wandered down, and I was actually down in the basement on the elliptical, and she's in there rummaging around, and she pulls out the butter. She's like, if this went bad in November, is it still good? I'm like, that'll get cooked
it's
off.
Fine.
I was like, just taste it first and see if it's like sour or anything, but she ended up using it.
It was fine, right?
It was fine. Yeah. You'd never know.
I'm sure you could tell if butter went bad.
Yeah, you could probably tell. You want bad butter coming at you with a shank or something. That's bad butter.
Bad butter.
Okay, so now from cookies and all this goodness, we've got to segue into the video that you sent us this weekend and then ended up posting it.
Yeah.
And I literally LOL'd at
it. Did you LOL at it? Okay. So I told you Friday night my big plan was to make a big old pot of chili and some cornbread and bring it to my friend's house. We were going to watch a marathon of Love After Lockup, right? So I get home from work on Friday, and already Friday was just a crazy busy day. So I was kind of just like amped up the whole day, making the chili, making the cornbread. And I remember on the third floor of an apartment building, right? So when I was all said and done making said chili and cornbread, the biggest part I thought was bringing everything down in one trip. Like, that was such a process and everything. And the thing about the crock pot that I was using is apparently the lid didn't fit on right, but I didn't really catch that at first. Like, me bringing it down to the car was like, I had a bag full of the cornbread, I had the crock pot full of my chili, and I was bringing it down 3 flights of stairs, and it was so cold, and my hands were freezing. And again, I get down to my car, and I'm like, I made it. This is the hardest part of this whole journey. I put my crock pot of chili in the back seat of my car, because that's what one does, right? It's what one does.
Sure.
They put it in the back seat of the
generally,
car.
Generally, they put it like on a rubber floor mat or something so it doesn't burn the carpet.
Yes.
And, yeah.
And that's the thing.
And you
I
tuck
had,
it in there.
I had a floor mat underneath it, but crock pot full of chili was sitting in my back seat. And I get ready, and I'm so just proud of myself for making it down those 3 flights of stairs with this crock pot full of chili. So I get in my car, and I get ready to go to my friend's house, and I'm in a double lane to turn left onto the road that leads to my friend's house.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
The double left turn lane.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here
we
go.
This is it. So the double left turn lane, like, I'm in it. And the person next to me is like one of those people who you can tell, right? Like when they're getting ready to go, they're already inching forward a little bit.
Yeah.
They want to get in front of me as soon as we turn left. You can tell those people, right?
Of course.
Because they're trying to go before the light turns. You can see them like go up and backwards a little bit.
Yeah.
That's
how Katie
like,
is normally.
So what happened?
I'm just ready. I'm waiting. So then we start to go and this car comes over into my lane.
You
and
do
I
that.
Was like, oh, hell no. So then I just give him a little skirt, just a little skirt, just a little skirt. I forgot there was chili in my backseat. I totally forgot there was chili in my backseat. For that one moment, I forgot I had chili and I did the skirt. He deserved it, though. Like, it's just a little skirt. And I thought I was so cool when I
until
came around that corner until I heard
the lid
slide and I heard a slosh. I heard a slosh.
Like, oh no!
And not only did this chili spill, but you know the divider in your back seat on the floor that divides the two.
Yeah.
That's what was like soaked.
Soaked.
I mean, it got it really bad. Because again, underneath There's the floor mat that is protect,
but you got carpet
on that side.
You got the carpet. It got
hit. Got soaked. It got a little.
The video
soaked.
You sent us, you were like, "Oh no!" And it was everywhere. And you were trying to scoop it up, and I mean,
such a mess.
Not only did it make a mess, you lost more than half your chili for your little event.
I didn't lose half.
Did you scoop it back in?
I did not. Oh. No, there was like a quarter gone. So I did save three quarters of the chili.
It's a rookie mistake. Honestly,
it's such a rookie mistake.
Such a rookie mistake.
I should have put like a towel,
like a bungee, even
to secure a bungee.
You usually build like a blanket fort around it, like you know back there.
I know better.
You, this is rookie.
This is such a rookie mistake.
So rookie.
And not only that, but this crock pot that I was using, somebody who we know and love, Jill, when she moved out of state, she got rid of a lot of stuff. She was an old salesperson here. She gave me this crock pot. And I've used this crock pot before with less than stellar results. No, it didn't seal right. Mississippi mud crock pot roast that I made didn't fall apart like it usually does because the seal's not right. So I knew this crock pot was less than superior, and I used it anyway. I tell you what, as soon as I got to my friend's house, I was like, "You want to keep the chili?" And they're like, "Oh, totally." I'm like, "I'm throwing this crock pot away. Like right
you
now,
should.
Can I throw it
you
in
your
trash?"
You need to go get the ones that, like I have with the lid that locks down.
I do.
It's got the hinges on it and snaps. And
immediately ordered one on Amazon. Like the fact that, here's the other thing. I didn't realize I have all hand-me-down crock pots.
You're pissed.
I don't have a crock pot that I bought.
Go buy a new one.
Pre-2000. Like, I have such old crock pots, and I don't know
Everyone's
why I love
off
to
their
cook.
Crappy crock pots to you.
Yes. Like, you
should
see.
Because
they know.
They're like, Katie,
I'll
take anything. Let's get this out of here.
The other crock pot I have is the real old school circle ones. You remember? The ones that your grandma had on her counter?
Yes, with the floral designs around it.
How did you know? There's a floral design.
Oh, they're as old as time. They came over on the Mayflower.
I'm so mad about my crock pot game today. You have no idea. Like,
so the worst part about this is you're trying to clean it up in cold weather and stuff, too. And you're not going to get all of it. So come the 80, 90 degree days coming up here. In summer, it's going to stink.
Yeah.
Your car is going to stink.
More than it already does.
Yeah, I was like, is it still strong?
It's so funny, too, because you were like, I've got two payments left on this car. And now the back end's full of chili.
That's it.
Two payments left.
It's almost all mine. And then I just soak it in chili powder.
You're going to have to call Zero Res.
Oh, I know. I know. I've already decided that we need a shampooing for my car.
Yeah, I'm not even joking. Call Zero Res.
Do you know
made $200.
Clean something up in 7-degree weather is like the worst thing ever. It was cold. It was dark. I couldn't even see the chili.
I love this story.
I didn't go out to my car all Saturday just because I was afraid.
I was so sad.
I don't want to see what
well,
I did.
If you ever get stranded like on a snowy day, this is great because you can just pick things out of your carpet and eat it. If you get lost in the mountains.
I already have rotisserie chicken in my car for that. I don't need chili too. Like, man.
Oh, poor kitty.
Yeah,
cat.
It was such a mess. What a mess.
That is a
hot mess.
God, I almost want to open up the phone lines and talk about this more.
What did you spill in your car?
I know. We've
Come
got a
on.
Pretty good email we were going to read you guys coming up here, but I'm tempted.
I think more people.
I'm tempted because this is, I think we've all got that story of something we've dumped in our car or, you know, something that ended up in the trunk. I'm tempted.
Tell me somebody has spilled a crock pot full of something
in
their backseat.
Pro tip, put the crock pot inside a cooler.
So many pro tips after this happened, and I want to thank everyone who reached out and told me the press and seal on the crock pot before you put the lid on is such a game changer.
That's brilliant,
Putting
too.
Putting it in a box is a good way to go. Even just a towel that you put down and then put the lid on.
But again, I feel like the way you drive, it was going to end up all your floor anyway.
I skirted all over that guy. You have no idea. He had to learn today, though. Come on.
Here's Raquel. Hi, Raquel. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Oh, you as well. So did you have something end up all over your car?
Yes. For Thanksgiving, I made fresh Mexican pozole. So it took me a few hours to, like, roast the chilies and fresh cumin and cilantro and make the sauce. And I put it in the back seat and drove it to my mother-in-law's house and didn't realize they had added these plastic rubber bumps. as you were going through our neighborhood.
Oh, no.
Here I am driving and hit a bump, and the lid flies.
Oh,
so
no.
The lid flies everywhere. And now we have no meal because I had the main course. So I lost about, I don't know, more than half of the pozole, and those little hominy kernels went everywhere.
Not the hominy.
Yeah.
Less the hominy.
I know. Those are the best.
They are the best part.
I actually love hominy.
Yes. It's the best part.
I make a white chili and I dump a couple cans of hominy in it, and it makes it so much better.
So much better, but I found those for months.
I bet you did.
And I did, and I did bring out my easy, you know, my heat vac to get all the water, but when the sun would hit it, my eyes would water because it was so spicy.
Right. It burns the nostrils.
Chili, yes.
It burns the nostrils.
Oh,
yes.
Raquel,
yes.
This is what we're talking about. And this is why we did it.
The thing is, pozole is such a dish. That took you all day to make, Raquel. It took
all day.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Heartbreaking.
It sounds delicious, though. It sounds really good.
It was, yeah. What was left, I guess, was good, but it wasn't much. Yeah.
And so you're saying cleaning it up. Like, did you ever fully clean it up, or does it still make your eyes water?
No, I finally went on Instagram and found out that if you put a bunch of baking soda on it and you just keep cleaning it for several times, you have to do several rounds.
Several times.
Eventually goes away, but the baking soda is key to suck all that up.
I would have traded that car in immediately. Just traded it.
No.
Honey, I need a new car.
That's right. Why? Don't ask. Raquel, thank you for the very funny call to kick this off.
Thank
you as well.
Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness.
Stacy, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, did you have something blow up all over in the inside of your car?
Yes. When I first moved to Colorado, I did not have any cold weather experience. I went grocery shopping, but I was pregnant and tired and lived in an apartment on not the first floor, and I just didn't want to finish carrying things in, so I left all of the soda in the car. And I came back the next day, next morning, and it had just exploded. The trunk, the ceiling, like all
everywhere.
The windows. And there was like soda crystals hanging.
Okay, so the first question, what flavor soda?
It was Diet Coke mostly.
Oh, God. And then two was like
my
everything.
My husband's addicted.
Oh, was every, it's like my mother-in-law. Was everything just sticky for months?
Sticky.
Yes. It was. But I think, like, when I saw it, I just turned around and noped back out and made my husband go out. I was like, no.
Nope.
Yes, this is your addiction. This is on you.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing right now, just so you know. Every time
you didn't help carrying in the groceries, you get to deal with it.
Yeah. You still have that car?
I do. I'm driving it right now, Ewan.
Really?
I'm giving it to give to my kid when he gets oldest.
Her hands are stuck on the steering wheel right now.
It has had a lot more small child things in it since then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Stacy, funny call.
That's
Thank
funny.
You so much for sounding
yeah.
off.
Have a nice day.
You too. This morning we're talking about things that you've spilled or things that have blown up in your car. We got Nate, Lindsay, and Jay on the line. But if you want to sound off, phone lines are always wide open. We'd love to talk to you guys on a Monday here. 303-691-1649. 303-691-1649 will get you in the studios. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning.
Now, I see Josh put a bad word on my screen here, so
we talked about
keep it PG.
We talked about it.
Right?
All right, so what'd you get all over the inside of your car?
Well, my dad exploded in my truck.
Your dad exploded.
Wait.
Did you leave him out in the cold?
I know. Hang on.
Oh, it was bad. He
watch your language. Okay, what happened?
The mix really was bothering him. He exploded all over.
All right, hold up. Nate, your phone cut out. Start over.
It was my dad. He went to stand up to get out of my truck and lost everything.
he pooped?
He pooped, and it wasn't poop. It was real runny poop.
Oh, Nate, not the runny poop.
It was bad. I was gagging. it was terrible.
I bet.
I don't want to. Is he elderly? Was he sick?
He's old. He's older, yeah, and it's new medicine.
Yeah.
And he went to pick himself up to get out, and came out. It was running. It was awful. And then I had to drive him home.
No.
It was cold outside.
No.
I was driving with my head out the window. As I'm gagging and throwing up, and I'm trying not to throw up because I felt bad, but it was a hard thing to deal with.
Yeah, buddy.
we got it cleaned up, and I sprayed everything I could on it to get it clean, and it's okay. But it was quite the experience.
Yeah, I bet. So far you win.
I know.
I'm sorry for laughing.
Like, does it get bad on warm days?
Yeah, when
like,
the sun hits it.
Oh gosh, it hasn't thawed out yet.
This is recent. Oh no,
it was recent.
Oh Nate.
You need to trade that truck immediately. I'm not even joking about this one. You got to dump it.
I don't know if baking soda is going to help you, Nate.
No. You need to go into like some sort of abandoned warehouse area and just light it on fire, Nate.
Yep. That was my first thought. Yeah. I could have lit it on fire right then, probably.
Yeah. Like, I got to go to the mountains, find a cliff, and shove this thing off.
Wow.
Nate, God bless you and your father, man.
Yes.
I hope your
dad's
doing
okay,
better.
Yeah.
I hope he's doing better.
Oh, he's good.
Great.
All right.
That's good. The good news.
Just put plastic down next time.
I know, yeah.
Thanks for calling, Nate.
Thank you, Nate.
Thank you.
Bye.
See ya.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Two open phone lines if you want to talk about what blew up in your car. 303-691-1649. I want to get to Lindsay and Jay. One of my personal favorites is growing up, my parents had like one of those full-size Blazers. It was like a Bronco size,
you know?
And we were riding around in the back, in the way back, even, you know, behind the seat. And my dad always kept like a toolbox back there and just stuff to be prepared, right?
Uh-huh.
Jumper cables. Being a firefighter, he had a fire extinguisher back there. And me as a young child, wondering about the fire extinguisher, pulled the pin on it and lit it up in the back end as we were driving to the mall or something.
No way.
And the fire extinguisher went, you know, all that white powder and everything. All over the car.
While your dad's driving.
While he's driving and multiple cuss words and what is going on back there. And I blasted the entire inside of that car with the fire extinguisher.
They make you walk home?
Are you still grounded
I'm still grounded. And I remember that it left a weird, like really hard, white, crusty residue on everything.
Oh, I'm sure.
In the back end. It was the worst, you guys. Oh, I was in so much trouble. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Hey, good morning. All right, what'd you get all over the inside of your car?
Well, I hit the wrong button in my car on accident. This was a few years back. And instead of hitting the garage door button to close the garage, I hit the sunroof button. And as it was opening up, there was about a foot of snow on top of the car. And it just...
And it went.
All came down.
Oh.
And the worst part was, you know, it's like a really slow motion thing. And I was just like in shock.
Whoa.
Wait, what was happening? And I didn't think to like close it or stop the button. It just like a foot of snow was just all over my car, in my work bag, in my purse, on my head.
It's such a Colorado
everywhere.
Thing, isn't
it?
It's
just like an avalanche in your car. You don't even know where it's coming from.
You're getting my pantsuit wet.
Yeah, and by the time, you know, you get to the back seat, like everything is just melting. And it was awful.
He's getting it down into all your electronics and everything on there. And,
mm-hmm.
That's a good one, Lindsay. Really appreciate your call. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks,
all right,
guys.
See ya.
Bye, Lindsay.
We can wrap it up with Jay here. Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
And mine wasn't what happened in my car. It happened on the car, kind of.
Oh, okay.
But it goes back to Katie's food story. So we were going on a picnic, and my aunt had fried up a couple of chickens, you know, nice and crispy and all that stuff, potato salad, all these things. Usher all of us kids into the car. We take off, and we get to the corner, and we turn the corner, and we hear, like, this scraping sound. Like, what is that sliding, scraping? And just as we complete the corner, we look out the window, fried chicken, potato salad, everything, all over the middle of the street.
Oh, no!
No!
Oh, that's the saddest story yet.
The chicken!
That's heartbreaking.
Oh, that's so sad.
That's a tragedy for your family.
Oh.
Well, I just remember my cousin crying because she's like, we're not going to have any food to eat when we get to our picnic. So we had to stop on the way and grab something. But, yeah, it was horrible. We had
KFC.
A whole meal in the middle of the street. Yeah, we had a whole meal in the middle of the street, though. It was awful.
Jay, you listen to this show a lot?
All the time.
You know Katie would get out of that car, run over and eat it.
She would eat it right off the street. My question is, did anybody eat the chicken?
No, we didn't pick it up. We just kept going.
Weak. Again, rookie move.
Ever.
You need to pull a Katie, run out there and start packing your face with it.